Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 17 op na 33, Johannesburg 15:30, Mbombela 18:24, Polokwane 16:30.
Traffic already off to a very busy start on the streets. Midrand heading northbound. There's been a crash between Buccleuch and Allendale. It's affecting traffic both directions at the moment. And very slow getting from the N1 and northbound into Pretoria through the R21 interchange.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Stormers bring back Lebok as Malherbe as Finta brings up 50 caps for the Stormers. And New Zealand eye history after Santner's 7 for 53 in India Test.
Die voormalige openbare beskermer en EFF parlementslid Busisi Mkabane het by die MK-party aangesluit. Die nuus is vandag tydens 'n mediakonferensie deur die party se sekretaris-generaal Sifiso Maseko aangekondig.
Advocate Mkabane is a seasoned public servant and true fighter for justice and equal rights, and we all bear testimony to that. She is the former public protector who was unlawfully removed from the office for confronting the status quo and asking necessary and relevant questions to the sitting head of state.
Mkomani het 'n week gelede uit die EFF bedank en gesê sy wil meer tyd saam met haar familie deurbring. Die minister van Klein Sake Ontwikkeling, Stellende Benny Abrams, eis dringende optrede teen die verkoop van voedsel wat verval en onveilig is. Dit volg nadat leders in Gauteng, Limpopo en Mpumalanga siek geword het. Benny Abrams dring ook aan op strenger toepassing. Die vermeende verkragter en moordenaar wat in verband met die moord en verkrachting op die 6-jarige Amatle Semani en agtenis geneem is, het vandag in die hof verskyn. Inwoners sê die week haar liggaam in 'n plakkersit in Orlando Oos gevind. Die saak is tot die 1 November uitgestel, maar sê Chaba Sefularo berig.
The suspect, who may not be named at this stage, appeared anxious as a court translator relayed the seriousness of the charges against him in Portuguese. The state has preferred charges of kidnapping, rape, murder and contravention of the Immigration Act for living in South Africa illegally. The matter has been postponed to the 1st of November after the 24-year-old indicated he intends to apply for bail. The state says it will be opposing his release. Masechaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News at the Protea Magistrate Court.
Die departement van korrektiewe dienste het 'n deursoekings- en beslagleggingsoperasie by die Atteridgeville gevangenis as 'n groot sukses beskryf. Senior beamptes het gisteraand die klopjag by die Tshwane fasiliteit uitgevoer. Die departement se woordvoerder, Singobako Kumalo.
There were no challenges experienced from the inmates. Not many items were confiscated, which is a positive thing because it means that the facility is clean. As a department, we'll want to see more of our facilities not being dominated by illegal items.
En ten slotte, die Britse regering gaan vanaf Junie volgende jaar die verkoop van weggooi damprooktoestelle in Engeland verbied weens omgewingsskade en die verbruik deur jong mense. Byna 1 uit elke 5 kinders tussen 11 en 17 jaar oud het reeds damprook probeer, hoewel verkope aan minderjariges onwettig is. Die arbeidsregering beplan ook weier wetgewing teen nikotiengebruik en beskryf dit as die grootste openbare gesondheidsveldtog in 'n generasie. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Former public protector and EFF member of parliament Busisi Mkabane has been announced as the convener of the MK party in Mpumalanga.
Capitec's new print and pro smart card machines offer ultra-low fees, 60% less commission than most competitors. We also process payments 3 times faster with free next-day settlements 7 days a week. From 1 September to 30 November, you can get the pro for just 499 Rand or the print for 999 Rand. Order it online, delivered for free in days and no contract or lock-in. Visit capitecbank.co.za/business or your nearest branch now.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.